Back, your daily program, National Talk Black, because some drama's going on with the phone, but all good. And Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. We're going to catch up and have a yarn, try again with Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside, and talk about Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US-style policing. On the line. Debbie, very good morning. How are you, sis?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Debbie, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep. Well, you know I'm white. I'm not mob.
That's okay, my sister. Good. Where do you stem from, Debbie? Tell us your story. Sorry? Where do you stem from? Who's Debbie Kilroy?
Oh, that's my husband, Joe Kilroy. He's bachelor from Gari.
Hey, big shout out, Joe Kilroy. Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. So you're CEO of Sisters Inside. So give us a quick background on Sisters Inside, please, Debbie.
Okay, so Sisters Inside is an independent non-government organisation that exists to work with criminalised and imprisoned women and girls, their children and their families, and we're an abolitionist organisation.
Okay, fantastic. Now, you're warning Queensland government, black lives will be lost with Queensland's US-style policing.
Yes.
So explain that, please, Deb.
Well, what we've had is laws were passed and supported by 85 members of parliament yesterday afternoon at about 5:30 p.m. To legislate laws that will racially target Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and children of colour. So that they are criminalised and imprisoned, and this will cause harm for generations to come. And we will see children dying in custody. We will also see, because of their policing strategy, that they have put out a call to employ 500 police a year for the next 5 years from countries like the US and South Africa to come and work in communities in North Queensland.
So that seems like the answers, and build more prisons. That seems like that the way the government's looking at it.
Yeah, fund more, individuals to work within the racial gendered violence of policing, where Aboriginal children will be targeted and, violated, harmed, and some will end up dead.
And look, when you look at this, it's not a good solution, you know. The amount of money it has that it costs taxpayers to have a person in jail for 12 months is over the $150,000 mark. That money could be spent on the individual, children at that as well, in regarding their education or their vision for their future, life coaching or whatever the case may be. Money be better put in that area, would you think?
Well, absolutely. It's about the government handing over the funds to community. That is community that are working in the grassroots, not to policing, not to youth justice. They are not community. They work within a carceral framework to criminalise and imprison children. So it's about the Palaszczuk government. Palaszczuk herself announced on the 5th of October last year $500 million to build a youth prison in the Cairns area. And so we have been in Cairns working with and supporting NGOs, elders, community groups, young people to actually reimagine their community and what they could do with that $500 million by not building a prison. And even where we've worked with those people that run the Facebook pages, that are screaming out about so-called youth crime, because no one wants to harm children other than the Queensland government.
Okay. So with that decision there yesterday, it's across the board. It's going to be changed in that sense. Is that what they're going ahead with? And how do we counteract that?
The legislation is about increasing penalties.
Yeah.
It's about if a child breaches a bail condition, that they will be charged. It's about giving police ultimate power that if they reasonably suspect that a child may breach a bail condition, that they can be arrested. So we are handing ultimate power over to the racial gendered violence of policing that targets Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Well, we're talking about being arrested on assumptions.
That's right.
Exactly.
And to hand that power over to a group of people that we have heard about the violence that they perpetrate within last year's inquiry into policing in regards to domestic and family violence. Their own police officers came and spoke about racism within the system.
Yes.
They spoke about sexual violence, misogyny, rape, sexual assault.
Yeah.
And what's happened there? Nothing. We see a government...
Who's policing the police is what you're saying, Debbie. You're saying who's policing the police?
Yeah, well,
exactly.
No one's policing the police.
Exactly. Look, thank you for the yarn, Deb. Very important conversation. And now we need to respond to the so-called decisions. But thank you for the yarn, Deb. All the best to you. And a big shout-out to Joe.
No worries. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye. There is a beautiful yarn there with Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside. And Sisters Inside warns black lives will be lost with Queensland US-style policing. So there it is, the solution for our children is put them in jail, arrest them on assumptions, what have you. And as we know, $150,000 for one person to be in jail for 12 months, that $150,000 could be used on that individual to better their life, whether it be life coaching, a vision for their future. Maybe the curriculum needs to change in the education system. I don't know. Have you say Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.